Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The third night of the Democratic National Convention here in Chicago features former President Bill Clinton, House Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, and Oprah Winfrey, who says it's time to choose truth, honor, joy, and...
We're all Americans, and together, let's all choose Kamala Harris!
Tonight, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will formally accept the Democratic nomination for vice president. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro went on the attack tonight, saying of Vice President Kamala Harris,
"Well, she has spent her entire career making progress. Donald Trump, a man with no guardrails, wants to take away our rights and our freedoms."
A fight for freedoms has been tonight's theme. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will make an announcement on Friday. Reporter Doug Sovereign in Chicago.
Kennedy has scheduled an event for Friday at which he says he will address his path forward. Donald Trump has been courting his endorsement, for which Kennedy has been seeking a cabinet appointment in return. He sought the same from Kamala Harris, but her campaign is not interested. They want him to stay in the race to draw voters from Trump.
What's in that baby food might surprise you. CBS's Jim Krasula explains.
Nearly two-thirds of baby food products sold in U.S. grocery stores are unhealthy. That's according to researchers at the George Institute for Global Health. They looked at some 650 infant and toddler food products sold in the top 10 biggest U.S. grocery chains. 70% failed to meet World Health Organization protein requirements, and nearly half exceeded total sugar recommendations. 20% exceeded recommended sodium limits. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
As excessive heat warnings stretch across Texas, UPS drivers in Fort Worth protest demanding relief from the heat.
What we want, AC! What we want, AC!
It comes after a UPS driver passed out behind the wheel. An investigation is underway into the death of a 22-month-old child who died yesterday after being left inside a vehicle outside a Corpus Christi middle school as temperatures soared. It's the second hot car death in Texas and the 24th nationwide this year, according to Kids and Car Safety. This bystander wonders,
how can you forget a person, you know, that you got your child in the car?
2 weeks after organizers scrubbed Taylor Swift's concerts in Vienna amid a foiled terror plot, the singer issues her first statement, saying she was devastated and filled with a new sense of fear and a tremendous amount of guilt because she said so many people had planned on coming to those shows. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A federal judge has rejected Republicans' proposals about counselors at the state's youth prisons. Lincoln Hills Copper Lake schools have been troubled for years, plagued with allegations of staff abusing inmates. After a lawsuit from the American Civil Liberties Union in 2017, guards were banned from using confinement as punishment, pepper spray, and any restraint other than handcuffs. Earlier this year, a guard died after an inmate pushed him to the ground and he hit his head. Republicans wrote to a judge asking for more leeway for guards, but Wednesday, a U.S. District Court judge said no, and if they want to make changes, they need to file more legal motions. And there's a new way for you to check out the water quality in Wisconsin's thousands of lakes and rivers. The Department of Natural Resources has launched the Wisconsin Waterway Explorer. It puts all kinds of data in one spot that staff, volunteers, scientists, and Wisconsinites can all share. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers with a win over the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers pitcher Frankie Montas goes 7 innings allowing just one hit as they held on to win 3-2 last night in St. Louis. Infielder Joey Ortiz making a spectacular play at third to rob Mason Winn of a hit in the sixth.
I mean, it's easy to play defense when Frankie's up there throwing strikes, getting contact, keeping us involved. Like I said, when he's throwing strikes and keeping us involved, it's easy for us to make plays like that.
Game 2 is tonight. NFL Packers training camp wrapping up this week, and Matt LaFleur pretending to get upset when a reporter arrived late to his press conference.
How many times are you going to come to my press conference late? We got a rule in the team meeting. You don't interrupt the meeting. Sit your butt outside. Just kidding.
I thought that was directed at me, Michael.
I tried to do my best to play that off. Okay.
That's Matt LaFleur, the team with a joint practice session tomorrow against the Ravens. With Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly clear sky developing in the overnight with light southeast winds. Temperatures dropping to the mid-50s at sunrise. On Thursday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, highs in the mid and upper 70s. Storm chances on the increase for Thursday night. It's 60 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we replay an interview with one of our favorite comedians, Pat McGann. And I welcome one of the most prolific actors in Hollywood, Wisconsin native Richard Reilly, who has over 400 movie credits.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, it's Wednesday here at the DNC in Chicago. Last night, they rocked the hall. A friend of mine who was here last night also, he made the comment that, for him anyway, it was like, particularly when Michelle Obama got up on stage, it was like a physical shock. I mean, you could literally feel it in your body. It was just the so many people clapping so enthusiastically. And then, of course, there was that, you know, wild moment when Barack Obama, former President Obama, came out and said, Donald Trump has this weird obsession with crowd sizes, and he holds his hands apart about 2 feet apart, and then he shrinks them down to about 6 inches apart. And everybody, goes, oh, yeah, we know what he's talking about. And I'll leave it at that. I'll, leave it to your imagination if you didn't catch it. But I'm sure Donald Trump is stewing. I mean, he's got to be just flipped out. They are mopping the floor with this guy. So just like, yesterday, the day before, we were going to have guests who are going to drop by from time to time. We've got a few who are scheduled. In fact, we've got one scheduled for right now, but she hasn't shown up, apparently. So it's all good. I'll be taking your calls throughout the day, throughout the 3 hours of our program, getting your thoughts on what's going on. I'll share mine with you. Michelle Obama just took Donald Trump apart. I mean, she really played the hitman, the role that a vice president often plays. The president kind of is like above all this stuff, and then the vice president comes out and goes, "Yeah, let's stick the knife in." And so she talks about Donald Trump failing forward, and the affirmative action of multi-generational wealth. I mean, it was just obvious that, what they were saying basically was, the only way Donald Trump ever got anything anywhere in his life was by being born rich. His daddy handed him, in today's dollars, about $1 billion, most of which he blew. He ended up declaring bankruptcy and then kind of clawed his way back with the help of a whole bunch of Russian oligarchs and Saudis who bought all kinds of properties from